The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We don't hear too much good news today, but there is good news for this world, our nation, and you personally. We just don't look in the right place to find it. Jesus Christ will return and save mankind from himself. The human race and our rebellious way of life is fast approaching a time when we will annihilate all life from this earth. But thanks to God, because he will send Jesus Christ back to save us and solve our problems, which we can't solve. Mankind cannot solve his problems. Mankind will not solve his problems, because he tries to solve his problems the same way that he has created problems, and it just won't work. I want you to notice what Christ had to say here in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms or the nations of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Yes, Jesus Christ will take this earth away from Satan, the devil. A new world is coming, and Jesus Christ will be the ruler, the king over the whole earth, and his earth and man's society will all be based on truth and the Word of God. Yes, the kingdom of God is coming to this earth. Jesus Christ will return and establish that kingdom on the earth. The return of Jesus Christ is the only thing and the only way that the human race will survive. There is no need to expect man to solve his problems. He can't and he won't. One of the things that Christ told his disciples to pray for was the kingdom of God to come to this earth. I want you to notice this outline of prayer that Christ gave and commanded us to use as an outline of prayer when we pray to God. In Matthew 6, verse 9, it says this, "In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Now, the first thing that Christ commanded us to do when we pray, when we talk to our God and our elder brother in heaven, was to honor him, respect him, show honor and respect and thanksgiving to him for all of his blessings and for his great power and his great majesty. Christ began to give us an outline for prayer, and in verse 10, you read, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Yes, Christ knew, and God the Father knew, and they have known from the foundation of the earth, and certainly ever since man was kicked out of the Garden of Eden by God himself, ever since man has sinned, they knew that the kingdom of God needs to come to this earth. We can see the need for a change of governments or rulers in this earth. And when that change comes, it will be Jesus Christ coming back to this earth to establish the kingdom of God on the earth, to take over this earth from Satan. Then his will be done over the whole earth. Yes, everyone will come to know Jesus Christ when he takes the kingdom or the nations of this earth away from Satan. In Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, speaking of the very end time, the very time that Jesus Christ does return to this earth, it says this, Zechariah 14 and verse 9, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be the Lord is one and his name one." Did you catch that, my friends? Jesus Christ will be king over all the earth and his name one. In other words, everyone will come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will rule the whole earth, all nations in truth and justice, and there will be peace in the whole earth, even in Jerusalem. Verse 11 continues here in Zechariah 14, verse 11, "The people shall dwell in it," speaking of Jerusalem, "and no longer shall there be utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited." Yes, that's going to be a time of peace, of joy, of health, of prosperity, a time when God is ruling the earth and mankind is living under the law of God and obeying their Maker. There will be even peace in Jerusalem. The kingdom of God is coming. The government of God is coming. A new world order is coming. And there have been people on the earth and are today, beginning with righteous Abel to this very day, and will be right up to the day that Christ returns to take the nations away from Satan, which have and are qualifying to rule this earth with and under Jesus Christ in righteousness. Yes, there will be a new group of rulers. The world or the government of Satan is based on lies, deception, and corruption, which has caused a lot of misery and confusion. Lies, deception, and corruption is the foundation of Satan's world, his rule for these 6,000 years of man on the earth. It crumbled once by a worldwide flood. Yes, Satan's world crumbled by a worldwide flood, and it will crumble again in a very few years and never to be established again. I want you to notice in Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 1, and we've brought this out many a time on the Way It Ought to Be program, and it's very important to realize this, my friend, and it's something that you should look forward to. Revelation 20, beginning in verse 1, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Yes, his kingdom is coming to an end, my friend, and it's getting near. Thanks to God that it is going to end, and thanks to God that it is near that time. Verse 3, "And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while." Satan will be bound for 1,000 years and released for a very short time at the end of 1,000 years. But he won't get the whole world under his control as he has today for these 6,000 years. But he meets his final demise as Revelation 20, verses 7 through 10 continues to tell us. Verse 7 of Revelation 20. "Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them." Yes, Satan is going to try the third time, and this will be the third time that he will try to take over the throne of God, to knock God off his throne. He has tried once, he's going to try again at the end of this age, at the end of 1,000 years, he's going to try it one more time. I want you to notice now, continuing here in verse 10, "And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, or where they were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Yes, Satan finally meets his final demise in the lake of fire, where he will be tormented. He and his demons will be thrown into the lake of fire, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. The Bible does not teach that mankind will burn forever and ever and never burn up, stay alive in a burning hell fire. The Bible does not teach that, but it does say that Satan is going to be put in that lake of fire where he will be tormented, he and his demons, day and night forever and ever. Satan and his demons meet their final demise, never to be released again. God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ, will rule this earth for eternity. Never again will there be lies, deception, or corruption in the earth or any other evils. This is good news, my friend, and it's something that you need to look forward to, and you could prepare for this time if you would. Yes, it's good news for you, this nation, and the whole world, because if this event doesn't happen, if the return of Jesus Christ doesn't come to pass, there will be no life left on the earth. When you look at the world and our own nation right now in 2013, the turmoil we are having, and the troubles and problems and turmoil we're trying to survive in, you had better be very thankful that Christ will return and in time to save this world from annihilating all flesh from this planet. Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22 says this, For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no nor ever shall be. Yes, my friends, Christ is speaking about the very end time here, when there will be great tribulation, troubles and problems, sickness, disease, wars, whatever, that you could name, and probably things that you can't name, natural disasters, as has never been nor will ever be again. And verse 22, he continues, "And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." We had better be thankful that there is an elect, a people that is serving God on this earth today, so mankind will be saved. My friends, we are in tribulation right now, and you don't have to be told that. You are smart enough to see and understand that on your own. We are in great trouble now. We are having tribulation now as we have never had as a nation. I'm speaking about the United States, America. But it will get a lot worse for this nation and the whole world and you and me personally. God is the creator of everything, including mankind. He was the one in charge of man in the Garden of Eden. He was the one in charge of man in the beginning. He spent much time with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He was teaching them how to live their life, how to have a happy marriage. God was teaching them to obey Him. God wanted to pour out blessings on man as long as man lived. Because we are His kids, His family. God is our Father. Why wouldn't God want to bless us always? Well, God does. But God can't continue to bless a stubborn and rebellious people. Because He wants us, and He sees and knows and understands that we must learn a bitter lesson. Well, there's only one reason, and that is so we will learn the lesson that rebelling against our Creator, our Father, only brings sufferings such as we are living with today. That's the only reason that God can't and won't bless us. And God isn't pouring out blessings on this nation as He once did. And we ought to be able to see that. And it's because of our iniquities, because we have separated ourselves from our God. Yes, we have kicked God out of every place. But by the time that Christ returns, you will have learned that bitter lesson. The world as a whole will have learned that lesson, that rebelling against God does not pay. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. We offer you our free literature and booklets, free of charge, of course. Today, we are offering Why Christ Must Return. And you need to understand this, my friend. It will give you much more detail than I'm having time to give you on a 15-minute program or a series of 15-minute programs. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and order your free literature and your free booklets, Why Christ Must Return. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or you can go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. And we hope and pray, my friend, that you will give your life to God. And call us for this free literature, 573-238-3675. Have a good day, my friend. May God bless you all.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.